Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John McClain said,
"Thank you, Peggy."
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, world-famous McClain leg hiking. I got a couple of college football proposals for you, John. You might think these are crazy. You're crazy if you do. That's what I got to say to you. Jerry Glanville story, by the way. You can rewind on the Odyssey app. John McClain almost laying the smack down like The Rock on Jerry Glanville. All right, I want to start with the SEC championship game. Georgia. College football playoff. Because of that, I say this. Kirby Smart should play his scout team in this game. There is no reason to make yourself have to play Alabama twice. If they beat you, chances are you're going to see them again. You're going to be in the playoff no matter what. Kirby Smart in the SEC championship game should rest his starters and get ready for the playoff.
Hike it, Figgy. It's not in their nature to do that.
I don't care about nature.
You
I'm trying to be smart.
To win the game.
I'm trying
that?
To be
and
smart.
And he thinks he can beat Alabama twice.
I can't wait
to see it. Bryce Young against that great
They might
Bulldog
be banged up,
defense.
Though. They might be banged up. You're going to get banged up.
Well, they got 3 weeks, don't they?
So you don't think the Bulldogs can beat Bill O'Brien back-to-back?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Bill O'Brien will be the next coach at LSU.
Hike it, Figgy. I don't think he's going to get a head coaching job.
He's getting a lot of run right now.
But that's in the media.
All right. If Pete Carroll wants to continue coaching, he should go to USC right now and leave Seattle. He's going to make more money. All of the trouble that he avoided the first time he left is gone. Reggie Bush, all is right. There is NIL. And Russell Wilson wants out of Seattle. If Pete Carroll wants to continue coaching, he needs to go back to USC.
I get Figgy. I don't think he wants to get involved in recruiting, even though he can do all the illegal stuff will be legal this time. When Pete Carroll finishes coaching... He's going to retire. He's oldest coach in the NFL.
Yeah, but if
he's older than I am.
I said if he wants to continue coaching, he should go to USC. USC is a better job than Seattle in his case.
No, absolutely not.
I get again.
What do you mean?
You.
He's going to make as much money.
I get twice, Biggie.
All you care about is money. He's going to make more money.
Doesn't matter how much money. He's already worth millions and millions and millions.
But you can get millions and millions and millions.
He has final say on everything there. Why do you have to go and take orders from an AD and rich alums?
Who's he going
to What he should
to?
Go is Texas because Longhorn's going to be hiring a new coach. Why not Pete
there's
Carroll?
A shot right there.
Go ahead. I'm out.
If he wanted to coach a loser, he'd just stay in Seattle.
There you go. I'm using a make sure you listen to the word that I use here because it has to do with what David Culley said yesterday.
Listen to the words, John. Let him sound it
the
out.
The Houston Texans are an effective running team.
Absolutely not. Of course they're not. They're worst in the NFL.
The head coach seems to think so.
Well, that's what he's – what's he going to do? Say, guys, we are terrible.
Yeah.
We can't run the ball. We can't block it.
Yeah.
We're awful.
I mean, coaches have said that before. You don't have to individualize it.
Yeah, no, I don't think – that's not Culley's nature.
The New York Giants are going to need a quarterback this offseason. They have the 6th and 7th pick in the draft. If the draft were today – they should be in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes.
Absolutely they should be, and I'm sure the Texans would love for them to be with those picks, but would Deshaun Watson want to go to New York?
Well, he's already said he wanted to.
He didn't want to go to Philadelphia, and the only place he said he would go to Miami, but there might be some whole new doors opening up as teams want to change quarterbacks. And if you're Joe Judge and you're going into your third year there and you know there's a good chance you're going to get fired, get Watson. If he came in there and turned that franchise around,
you imagine?
He'd be the toast of New York.
His camp, that Brian Burney, that sleazy guy out there, he was already trying to leak it with Craig Carton and Roberts, and we actually played the audio.
Yeah.
So New York's good for the gram. He likes Instagram. He lives on Instagram per Rusty Harden. Jim Irsay is cool as hell for signing $100 bills and passing them out.
I've always thought Jim Irsay was cool as hell. He didn't need to pass out $100 bills since he went to SMU and he's in a rock and roll band and he was a weightlifter and did a lot of really cool things.
The Indianapolis Colts currently are the second best team in the AFC.
Boy, let me see. Kansas City, I think, is best. And the Colts have won one game Sunday, which wasn't against a team with a losing record. They whipped up on bad teams like the Texans and the Jets, but they were so impressive at Baltimore. Trying to think, let me think. All AFC teams are down. Sure, why not? Colts by the Chiefs.
World famous McLean leg hiking here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Sticking with the NFL, Bill Belichick says that potatoes are his favorite Thanksgiving side. Scallop potatoes with cheese are the best potatoes.
I can agree with that. I love scallop potatoes. Never had them on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving would be mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
But I love scallop potatoes.
Belfast will win at least 5 Oscars. Ugh.
Absolutely. I've seen it. What are you turning your nose up? You haven't even seen it.
Yeah, it looks boring.
Go to Variety, which is the best industry source, and look at their projections for the Academy Awards nominations. And the only person that's ranked higher than the little boy from Belfast, who's 10, is Will Smith.
Right. You see the way that guy's acting? That ain't no little boy, sir. The guy's a man.
He's 9 years old when he was filming.
I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio was like 30 when he was on Titanic. I mean, we can give him a break. Good gosh. Have you seen King Richard yet?
Nope.
I can't even ask the question. Are you going to see House of Gucci?
Of course.
I'm going to see that tonight.
I'm going to see King Richard,
You talked me into House of Gucci. I'm going to go see that tonight.
You need to be talked into Belfast. Young people need to learn something about history.
Oh, okay. My mom was a history teacher, sir.
Yeah, did it stick?
No.
It is a great movie.
Royce Freeman will have more rushing yards Sunday than David Johnson.
Yeah, give him a chance. Why not? He can't have fewer.
When are
the running backs going to be next season? Backs.
Not these guys.
Running
backs.
Who
will be next season?
Who they're going to be?
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody good.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone in the second round.
That's got to be a priority.
Second round. Start of the second round. That's when you get the running backs. That's when Jonathan Taylor got selected. That's when Dalvin Cook got selected. That's when you do it. You do it in the second round. These guys are already in their prime. You get them for 4 years, and then you move the hell on. No more Rex Burkhead. No more David Johnson. Phillip Lindsay, worst running back in the league.
Well, I can't say that. I don't know enough about all the others, but he's one of the worst, and now he's on open market.
Well, actually, guy now. John. Always a pleasure to see. I love
Happy
when you
Thanksgiving,
have that Tennessee
glove.
Happy Thanksgiving,
guys.
Biggie,
happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey,
happy
John.
Thanksgiving. I'll be back in here in the morning, and then I'll be back on Friday.
John,
right?
That's kind of a humble brag for how hard you work. Just say I'm the hardest working man in Houston. Just
I would
over
never
with.
Say that because I'm not. There's a lot
who's
of people.
Who's harder. Works harder than you? Mark Berman?
Yeah, Mark Berman's the hardest working person I've ever met. But you guys got to come in here and do this 4 hours a day, 5 days a week.
I got to do it with
I don't
him.
Know how you do it. And that's even more, yeah. Congratulations. Right. You're a saint.
Before you leave, I need you to reason with me. You're already laughing. I'm trying to be serious.
Okay, that's why I'm laughing.
Can you at least admit that you're a big deal in Nashville?
No,
can you at least
admit
it? John,
no.
Did you see John, I've never seen you look as fresh as you did on that web series with Outkick. You must have gone to the haircut lady or something.
No.
So just admit you were a big deal in Nashville.
I'm not a big deal in
Nashville.
One more
thing.
I'm a big deal nowhere.
One more thing.
Not even a big deal at home.
Yes, you all. Come on.
Take a back seat to a cat, Shadow.
Hey, one more thing real quick. Is Sunday going to be a special day for you?
Sunday, a special day, yeah, because I got a chance to beat the Jets.
Isn't it your birthday?
What's the date on
November
Sunday?
November 28th?
Yep, that's my birthday. I'll be 70 years old.
See, there it goes. How about that?
Hey.
See you guys. Thank you.
Hey, my birthday's Saturday. Me and McLean are like buddies. That's why we're so much alike.
You're birds of a feather.
That's why we're so much alike.
Happy birthday.
I don't even know what our sign is, but that's why we're so much alike. Two sexy mother...
Sagittarius.
Don't even know what that means. Coming up! Deshaun Watson on his way to the Big Apple after last night. David Culley said what? And my gosh, one of our coworkers said something that was a little too dramatic for even me. Next.
Okay, Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.